Someone pointed out to me, I hadn't noticed when I originally saw it, but this slot in this particular shiur was on Donnie's schedule. If you look at his Seder Hayom, which certainly was deeply emotional for me. Bezer Hashem, like all the shiurim, this should also be Ilui Nishmaso. We're talking about something which we did a couple of years ago. We'll give a very similar introduction, but a lot of the rest of the shiur is going to be obviously very different and very, very new. Shavuos is coming up, and Shavuos is a time period of Matan Torah. And one of the intriguing things is the fact that Torah, even though we received Torah so many years ago in Maamad Har Sinai, there is, in a certain sense, there are always chidushim, and there are new svarim that get written. And I thought it would be a little bit appropriate for us to reflect tonight on the world of Chidushei Torah generally, and then to really go through a bunch of new, we'll see how many we get through, but a bunch of new Sfarim that have come out over the last, I would say, to be precise, I would say year and a half, maybe two, but they sort of hit me this year. So I'm sorry if it's like, if you're really like a stickler in the year piece, but I'm trying my best. If that is okay. Let me begin by the following just ha'ara or two. The Taz writes in Rechaim and Sirim Memzayim in regards to Birch HaTorah. Says the Taz, and it's interesting that when we say Birch HaTorah, we refer to the Ribono Shel Olam as the person that is no sin HaTorah, the one who is giving over Torah. Points out the Taz, I would have thought that it should say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nasan Torah, that God gave us the Torah in the past at Maamad Har Sinai. Why is it formulated in the present and the Ribono Shel Olam is no sin Torah? So says the Taz, because the Ribbono Shel Olam is no sin on the Tamid Bechol Yom Torasa, that every day the Ribbono Shel Olam is still giving over Torah. The Haynu Sha'anu Oskim Ba Umam Tzilanu Hashem Yisbarach B'Tamim Chadashim. And when a person learns Torah, they can still nowadays discover new insights and new chidushim. Even the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't just give us Torah in the past, but he's still giving us Torah to a certain extent. Sefer Torah Chaim and Gachronim here in Bab Mitzia and Daf Pehem and Aleph writes a similar thing about Birch HaTorah, that Remez Sha'od Hayom, who knows Sein HaTorah, the Ribbono Shel Olam is still giving over Torah, who calls Shefa Haba Mimenu L'mi Shezocha Bo. It's a certain kind of influence that people get. If you're Zocha, new insights and new Torah that we are still getting. Many of us may also know a very famous comment of the Rosh in Hilchos Sefer Torah, that we're told in the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin, in the Gemara Maseches Menachos, V'yata Kisvu Lachem Es Hashira Hazos, that there is a mitzvah Aseid D'Oraisa to write a Sefer Torah, and the Rosh is mechadish, a bit of machlokes achronim, how far exactly he goes, that bizman hazeh, a person, go to that mitzvah, through either through publishing, writing, potentially acquiring new svarim. That it's not only did it say for Torah, but says the Rosh, that nowadays ha'idna, that people don't learn from Sefer Torah as much, mitzvah say al kol ish mi yisrael, shud masayges lichtov, chum she ha'torah, mishnah, gemara, perushim, lahagos bahen hu uvanav. So says the Rosh. The Bnei Yisachar writes even in the Sefer Derech Bikudecha that there is al Derech Pnimius HaTorah, that the mitzvah of Puru Revu is not only a mitzvah to have children, but it's also a mitzvah Lifros Velirbos B'Torah L'chol L'holid B'chol Pam Sichlios Chadashim B'Torah, that Puru Revu is to produce, and that spiritually that person can do that through producing insights into the world of Torah, insights into Chidushei Torah. And just one last marmach before we go through some of these new svarim. Rav Vorman, Zichrono Livracha, and Sheiros Yosef, and Chalik Beis, and the Hakdama, our great Rebbe. Rav Vorman points out that, quote, a bunch of Mekoros, the Sefer Chassidim wrote, that if a person is revealed a Chiddush from the Ribbono Shel Olam and doesn't write it down, it's Harei Gozel Mishagilo. It's like you violated the Isser of Gezela. You stole from the Ribbono. He gave you something, and you're not using it. You're not spreading that way. And the Sefer Rabbi Ephraim quotes from some other Rishonim that if you reveal to you a certain Torah and you don't share it, you don't write it down, you are Asid Litain Es Hadin. Asid Litain Es Hadin. It's a very serious thing. So Torah on the one hand is a Torah which we received so long ago, but there are always new insights, new perspectives, new Torah which get shared. And that is, I think, always true. And in many ways, it is particularly true over the last year and a half or so, for the following reason. It's been a little bit of a challenging last stretch for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, as a result, I think, has had to deal with a variety of different halachic questions and the like. And we'll see at least some of the svarim, I think, directly relate to what we're going to talk about. And some svarim are just, are I think, uniquely helpful in the time period that we are in. But let's begin with some svarim. Again, all in the last year and a half, maybe 2 years or so, we're going to do our best. Sefer number one and two, I would say.
The two first Sfarim are maftechos. They are indexes. They are Sfarim that are put out, which say very little, but tell you how to find things. Tell you how to find things. The Rishon Zalman Meltzer, they quote this in the Hakdama to one of them, the Rishon Zalman Meltzer gave a Haskama to the Sefer called Mafteach HaShalim on Maseches Brachos to an index. And Rishu Zalman said, "V'rav me'ora to'eles hayotzi michi barzel tosef Torah kasher yika aleim limso ezem avukash lo yavdu zmanim b'chipus." Sometimes if you're learning, you're preparing shiurim, or you're looking up a particular halacha, you can spend a lot of time not in the process of learning, but in the process of searching for someone who speaks about what you want that person to speak about. It's a very challenging thing. Halachic shilas come up, so how do I find exactly where I'm what I'm looking for? Many Sfarim, many halachic Sfarim, talk about, it's organized even by topic, but they bring up Derech Agav, a discussion here, a discussion there, and sometimes it's hard for people to track down. So there are two Sfarim that came out more or less in the last year, I believe, that are Mateachs, that I think are immensely, immensely valuable. One is, we know that the Chaznish and others pointed out that the Mishnah Brura is the Posek Acharon. Mishnah Brura is, all else being equal, obviously the Chaznish and others argued at times with Mishnah Brura, but all else being equal, many Acharonim hold that the Mishnah Brura is what's considered to be the Posek Acharon. He's the starting point. All things will follow the Mishnah Brura. It's not true for everyone. Rav Henkin thought that maybe it's the Aruch HaShulchan. If you're in Chabad, they get Shulchan Aruch HaRav. If you're Sfardi, everyone has their... The Mishnah Brura becomes a dominant sefer. It is organized al Seder Shulchan Aruch, but sometimes it can be a little bit challenging to find everything. So many people, because of the primacy of Mishnah Brura, even write Sfarim on Mishnah Brura, like Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, to give you additional poskim to tell you where the tshuva is, writing about things found in Mishnah Brura. Dirshu put out a set of Mishnah Brura, six volumes. They first put out one edition, and then they put out a newer edition. We have on the side a lot of contemporary poskim. What did Shlomo Zalman say about this? What did Eliashiv say about this? What did the Chaznish say about this? What did Rabbi Tzion Abishol say about this? Different poskim. Mishnah Brura, what Dirshu did in a wonderful job, there already was, I believe, a Mafteach, Mishnah Brura, but this is done just so masterfully, is a Mafteach to the Mishnah Brura. A Shiloh comes up, and you want to be able to know what does the Mishnah Brura paskin. So the Mafteach, it's a safer, which is important because it points us in the direction of being able to find things that are very relevant. A similar Mafteach, which is very important if you're a chassid of a Sfarim, we spoke even in the same shiur a couple of years ago, Rav Moshe Sternbach, originally in South Africa and England a bit, but now in Yerushalayim already for many, many years, the Rosh HaBezin of the Eid HaRedis has a variety of Sfarim that are immensely popular and very, very important. He has a set of shilos and tshuvas called Tshuvos V'Hanhagos. He has Sfarim on the Moadim called Moadim Uzmanim. He has Sfarim on Chumash, Tam Vidas. He has Sfarim in different areas of Halacha. Rav Sternbach is a prolific author that talks about a lot of very, very important issues. I believe in one of the last tshuvas in Chelet Zion is an important tshuva to Malkiah Kalar about vaccinations. We spoke about that volume when it came out a couple of years ago. They put out a mafteach of all of the Torah in Rav Sternbach's Sfarim. So if a person wants to know where Rav Sternbach speaks about something, you're preparing a particular topic, that mafteach can be very, very helpful because it's spread out all over the place between Moedim Uzmanim and Shulchan Hagos. So these two, again, I would put, again, in the category of helpful Sfarim because they allow you to find the Mikoros and not to spend time searching the same way. Those are two Sfarim which I think are certainly very helpful and I believe are very beneficial. Okay. Next Sefer that we're going to talk about is a very intriguing one. Some of us are a little bit more familiar with it. The Sefer that was translated into English, I believe, right before COVID broke out. And that's the following. So Gantz's son-in-law, Rav Ariel Bar Eli, is a very well-known Rav here in Eretz Yisrael. He's the Rav of Beit El. He's a very well-known Dayan. I believe he's connected to the Yeshiva in Sderot, where he's written Sfarim that are very, very important Sfarim. Because many of us may know, there are areas of Halacha that we are brought up with and a bit more familiar with. Shulchan Aruch divided into four sections. In the section of Aruch Hayim, we tend to be very familiar with Hilchos Tzitzis, Hilchos Tefillin, Hilchos Shabbos. You don't have to learn through it that much. There's a certain basic familiarity which is really there. One of the more complex areas to learn through, and we've been learning the eon of a lot of it, is the world of Chosha Mishpat. The world of Chosha Mishpat. We talk about the laws of business, laws of contemporary society that relate to those kinds of interpersonal discussions. So sometimes it can be very, very challenging to know what exactly can I do. You know, questions about if I'm selling things in the dorm. So how do I calculate what's called an appropriate price and what's called ona or not? What's called overcharging? What's considered to be okay? What's not considered to be okay? Questions that relate to the world of ribbis. If you're borrowing money from friends, so how much do I have to pay back? Can I just pay back a little bit extra? Can I not? If I borrow 3 eggs from someone, can I give them back 4 eggs? All these kinds of questions which really come up. He wrote these svarim in Hebrew, and they've been very popular here in Eretz Yisrael. Again, a lot of halachas about neighbors, what's considered to be appropriate and the like. And many of these are on topics that we may be familiar with. We learn about Metziyah B'Vatra, elements of the Gemara and elements of the Rishonim, but really plugging it in lemaisa in terms of what you can do. So that becomes a little bit more complicated. So we translated the Sefer into English. Rav Schechter and Rav Asher Weiss have askamas to the Sefer. Rav Reili's Sefer is very, very helpful. It's very easy to read and to go through. And again, some important halachas about maintaining privacy, what's considered to be okay, reading, other people's emails, reading people's mail, what is okay, when exactly you're allowed to publicize information, when people tell you secrets. There's a lot of things here, which I think is an area of halacha, which number one is very important, number two is very complex, and number three, many of us don't have the time right now in our priorities to learn halacha maisa through all of Choshen Mishpat and things like that. So it's a very, very helpful couple of svarim. He has 2 volumes out, at least in English, I believe, called Kosher Money. And those svarim become very, very helpful for navigating Choshen Mishpat, especially, I would say, if you've learned Bav Metzia this year and you've learned some of these gemaras that it's based on, it can be very helpful to sort of go through those svarim to be able to become as familiar as possible with them. The next sefer we will talk about is the following. Again, we'll see how many we can go through. Someone will count at the end and let me know. We'll see what we get to. The next sefer we're speaking about, for Rav Asher Weiss, many of us know that because of COVID, there have been many, many halachic discussions and many halachic sfarim that have been written about how we navigate this particular reality. Some of us have heard Rav Schechter point out that a lot of the shilas are really not new shilas. A lot of shilas have existed in the past. Okay, that definitely is true if you have the Bekiyas of Rav Schechter, but for many of us, they appear to be new shilas. And for many of us, they certainly describe a reality that is not as common. And there have been some svarim written of people that have put out their particular psakim on the world on many of these shilas. One of the leading poskim who has been publishing throughout, and it came out in a sefer, is Rav Asher Weiss. Rav Asher Weiss has been writing the whole time a lot of shilas relating to the world of COVID, and put out a sefer on Piskei Corona of on this magefa, what the halachas are. It's important, I believe, for 3 reasons why the sefer is important. It happens to be on the most basic level. It's a very important sefer. We daven to Ribono Shel Olam. It is not a sefer that we have to learn because it's halacha lemaisa, and we daven that we're going to be in a place as the numbers in Eretz Yisrael continue to move in a good direction. Hopefully they will. Hopefully in America, Canada, other places will also be able to move in a good direction. And that will be all good. But there's a lot of this wonderful, important Chinyusei Torah there. To be able to know sometimes, not just what the L'chachila is, but what's okay b'di'evet. What are some of the kulas that are out there? What do you do in certain places? It's wonderful on Etzem the Limud HaTorah. Etzem the Limud HaTorah is in itself considered to be wonderful. Number two, it's an amazing statement along with the Chubas of Shefis, certainly, and many others. It's an amazing statement about Halacha's ability to respond, relate to changing realities. That when it was last Pesach, and shuls came out, everywhere were really close, and you have a lot of people making Pesach for the first time, and you have all these shilas about what do you do about Tevilas Kelim, all these shilas about some of these were more Eretz Yisrael shilas about Kitnios and Wednesday Mach and Wednesday Mech and what exactly was going. There were so many of the shilas. Halakha's ability to give us insights through those times was something which for many provided a degree of comfort. As an amazing statement about halacha. It happens to be fascinating for a 3rd reason. This probably does the least for many of you, although I find it fascinating. It is historically a fascinating sefer because it's not organized by way of, a lot of it is, at different stages in the game, the reality was constantly changing. The psukim that were relevant in March may not have been the psukim that were relevant in August, and the ones that were relevant in August, it may have been different come October. And in many ways, there was like a need. You can go through it and just learn a little bit. Not that what he says then is relevant halacha lemaisa to now, But what he says then is amazingly intriguing to see what was going on throughout this process. And again, an amazing idea. Can you make minyanim? You know, outdoor minyanim. What are the laws of outdoor minyanim? What does it take to be mitzari for minyan? In many ways, part of what it was taking some of the simanim in Shulchan Aruch that were always there. But when you're learning halacha seder sometimes, we tend to prioritize the things that seem to be a little bit more halacha lemaisa. So if you're learning, you know, Hilchos Tefillin, so if you're not, you know, Ariel Marcus, you skip over elements of the ksav, of what's called a yud, and what's called a lamed, because most of us are not opening up our tefillin and looking and passing those things, because it's not as, so that sometimes we glance over, skip over sometimes, depending on the particular place. A lot of these shilas related to those areas of Shulchan Aruch. Many of us don't have tziruf l'minyan questions. We daven minyanim with 10 people in a room, it's a minyan. But suddenly when you have, you know, 3 people on a merpeset over there and 2 people down here and a road in the middle, and it was discovering and pointing out, you know, you miss Kriyas HaTorah for 3 weeks. You know, like a lot of these are discussions in postgame, but to be able to discover them was in and of itself something which was, which I think was very, very significant and very, very important. Next Sefer, 2 Svarim. A lot of these are not, it's not systematic. I don't go to Svarim all the time and just like, you know, great, but these are Svarim that I thought were very intriguing. We're gonna broaden elements of the definition of Sefer, if that is okay. There were 2 Svarim right now that for me I thought were unbelievable. There were tkufas in the past year where things were a little bit challenging, where I had a harder time learning what I would say is formal Svarim. There were 2 biographies. So art school biographies, many people are aware of. There's a little bit of a critique at times of art school biographies. Rifutner, you know, in a letter expressed a degree of hesitation about the kinds of biographies that make it seem like people were always tzaddikim. The Gedolim, by the time that they were, you know, 1.5 years old, were became middle of Shas. You know, by 2.5, Kabbalah as well. You know, 3.5, they already were able to, like, you know, they're already Mechadesh Chidushim, you know, in Kachim. You know, it's not clear what there was left to do after that. But then the rest of the time was like they learned a lot, you know, or whatever it was. But I happen to find a lot of those books, Stam, personally. I find a lot of those Svarim, I'm not to that extreme, being inspiring a little bit. But there were 2 that were written this past year that I found particularly meaningful. One was written about Rav David Trenk, who was a very well-known mechanech in the world of near Lakewood, Adelphia, sort of near there also. He was a not a gadol, quote unquote, in the class. He was an unbelievable mechanech with indescribable amount of Avas Yisrael, who was there in particular, the way that he's described, you know, so beautifully, was he was really there for a lot of the people that were struggling most in Klal Yisrael, the rebbeim that were never giving up on guys who may have had a very, very hard time, to be able to go around in the morning, you know, to people's homes and get the kids out of bed, to bring them to yeshiva, because they knew that otherwise they really weren't going to. And to mechazik people, Rav David Trenk is a, if you're ever going into to chinuch on any level and you want to just get chizuk for like doing whatever it takes, it's an unbelievable sefer, Rav David Trenk. The second was another very, very chashuv talmid chacham from Lakewood, Rav Shlomo Gissinger. Rav Gissinger was a very well-known posek in Lakewood who had this unfathomable amount of Avas Yisrael. And what he did is he was a real expert in the world of kashrus and medical halacha. And he was an absolute, absolute Baal Chesed Nifla. It was unbelievable what he was. I told him one of the stories earlier this year. I'll repeat it for those of you that may not recall or weren't there. One of the stories there which for me was so indescribably powerful was Rav Gissinger was very involved in helping people get into schools. If someone that couldn't get into a school, you know, in Lakewood or whatever it was, he would do his best to get them in. And the mice that goes, there was a kid who was not in school for all of El. It was a kid, I think, I don't remember if it was a boy or a girl, I don't remember, who couldn't get into a particular high school. And if Gissinger held, he really should be going to high school X. High school X would not take him at all. Rav Gissinger told his family on Erev Yom Kippur, at their Seuda, he was the Rav of the shul, and he told his kids, when the shul starts Kol Nidre, if I'm not there, just start without me. I'm not sure I'm going to make it to Kol Nidre. What did Rav Gissinger do? He went with his kittel and talis 15 minutes before Yom Kippur davening. He knocked on the door of the menahel of that school, and he said to the menahel of that school, I would like you to accept that kid. Erev Yom Kippur, I would like you to accept that kid into your school. Mouse, I'm not going to do it. Rav Gissinger says, fine, I want you to understand that I'm going to spend the entire Yom Kippur on your porch here in kittel and talis davening. I'm not going to shul, you know, until you agree to take it. Apparently, there were times where he pulled that move and he actually stayed out all night, you know, and the person's porch, like doing that. This time, the person gave in a little bit, you know, and things like that. But it was indescribable Avas Yisrael. two svarim of enormous chizak. I think about the Trank piece. Now, our school has this phenomenon sometimes, but you call it Gedolim books about non quote unquote Gedolim. Gishinder was a real giant, but David Trank, these like amazing sort of mechanic looking for svarim sort of move you a little bit. Some of them are really fantastic. I'll give you another sefer which I think is really I happen to have very much enjoyed this past year. Took advantage of the summer off a little bit, so I got to learn a little bit more. Sefer called Sefer Chodesh B'tzion. Chodesh B'tzion is written by one of the giants of Sephardic Jewry, Reb Tzion Mutzpi. I think I say the last name. He's a very, very chashiv Talmid Chacham, a very chashiv Mekubal also, who wrote a sefer on a topic which I've been looking for a sefer on a topic for a little bit. I think it's a masterful job. The topic is on Rosh Chodesh and Kiddush Levana and Shabbos Avarchem. Rosh Chodesh comes up once a month, and there's not a ton on it in Shas. Discussion about Hallel, Kiddush Chodesh comes up, of course, in Masechet Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara is in Erechin a little bit about Sashes Moed. But Rosh Chodesh is a very tricky day for us to sort of pin down a little bit. And there's tremendous, tremendous bekiyas here going through different minhagim to be done on Erev Rosh Chodesh. It's both minhagim, it's halacha, it brings from the Kubalim. It's very, very impressive. A really very, very impressive sefer. Again, going through from Gemara to Rishonim to Poskim, it's a masterful job. And if you want to sort of go through, you have a bit of time and a bit of zman, if you have a bit of time sometimes, you want to go through sugyas that relate to the world of Rosh Chodesh, I found the sefer in Chodesh B'tzion, just an amazing, amazing sefer. I found it to be really, really helpful. What number are we up to? Anyone know?
Mid-seven?
Okay. So number eight is a sefer which many of you know I think is a masterful work. And that is by Rabbi Chaim Dov Stark. Rabbi Stark is the Mashgiach in Centers. His family has a deep connection to our yeshiva. Rabbi Stark wrote a sefer, Building Foundations for Life, Yesod Havayis. It's a masterful sefer of some very, very chashev haskamas from Shmuel Kamenetsky and from some others. And it's a topic that is about preparing people who are single, maybe who are single learning in yeshiva, for things that are important to know in the world of Kedusha and the like, in order to get a person to be able to be as prepared as possible, to have an ideal marriage, to orient the person properly in this stage of life, to be able to be as pure and as holy as possible. Why is the Sefer so fantastic? So I think for two or three reasons. Again, I like it. I have liked the Sefer a lot, but I think for two or three reasons. Number one, Rabbi Stark does a great job quoting quality Torah. There's some very nice Torah and some fascinating anecdotes that he has in there. There's some really beautiful, beautiful Torah as you go through, and some really enjoyable anecdotes to know about. You know, the Kala that requested, on her wedding dress, the iPhone holder, it's a place to put her iPhone in the wedding dress, or it took a selfie in the Yichud room. There's some really it's an enjoyable, I think, safer to go through, but it's really a safer. It's really a safer of Lima. I also like it for an additional reason. For a long time on that topic of how a person sort of relates to the whole world, again, broadly speaking, of Kedusha, the whole topic of marriage and where a person, what's appropriate to look at, what's appropriate to do, a lot of the svarim that are out there, at least from the perspectives that I have from my rebbeim and psychologists I trust, so not all of them I always thought were the healthiest or the best from a Talmud Torah perspective. Some of them are predicated on ideas of guilt and making a person feel bad. This is a sefer, which is a very positive sefer. A sefer about how a person can be successful. A sefer which is not focused too much on certain things. It's focused on what it means to build a good marriage and shalom bayis and things like that. But it's a wonderful, wonderful sefer. I find it to be very nice. It is written, just to know, it's written for a tzibur. I said this to the shiurs. It's probably a little bit to the right of some of the people here, although not all. And that's something which is important to know. Board games are shalom rishona. Like there's some... some of those references, but some of us love. But it's a wonderful, I thought a wonderful sefer with beautiful Torah by an expert mashgiach on a much needed topic. And I thought it was just a wonderful job that Rabbi Stark was able to do. I don't have a lot of time. We did eight so far. We'll go with nine and ten. We're going to broaden the definition of sefer a little bit, if that is okay, especially for number 10. But I think it's really important. I have the following, you know, theory. It's been a very intense year for many of us. And the world of humor is a world which is important. Sometimes in tkufas, when things are very heavy and things are very intense, being able to have the kind of book or sefer which can make you smile is something which is like, which is absolutely, absolutely golden. The second volume, Rav Menachem Froman. Froman was the Rav of Tekoa, one of the great Talmidim of Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook. I had a relationship with Rav Ganz. They used to learn together a bit. He was a very sort of like wild and funny kind of a person. And they put out a couple years ago a sefer called Chassidim Tzochim Mizeh. Chassidim laughed from this. They put it one here that Adam who kumachay, that the man is like a tailor. The man is like a tailor, or whatever it is. And it's a beautiful sort of like these like cute short anecdotes that like make you smile a little bit. You know, one from the other sefer, you know, that Rav Froman is there. I love this one. Is there with his wife at a wedding, and the photographer asks him to take a picture. So Froman says, "Of course you take a picture of the two of us, but if you want an amazing sight, take a picture of this place between us." Because Chazal say in Sota, "Ish ve'isha zachu, shechina shri b'neihem." Picture of the shechina if you look really close. You know, like a lot of these like cute sort of like, you see it and it's like very, very, you know, it's very, very nice. He quotes here that his mother used to say, two things that can never hurt you are saying Tehillim and drinking tea, provided that they're both warm. You know, cold Tehillim and cold tea doesn't work that well. But to have a certain chiyas, there's a lot of like very beautiful insights. Very beautiful insights in ways that are very, very cute. In ways that are very, very cute. You know, he talks about a little bit like, you know, I would go more, but we'll leave it at that. I think it's very cute. And the last thing I would say, for those of you that know, I think is an additional, I think very, you can Google Yehuda Fogel, who was Zocha to be in the Shir, a bunch of years ago, wrote a very beautiful article about Rav Froman's contributions to the world of Torah. You can Google that. Fascinating stuff. The last I would mention, if our 10, again, not a formal sefer, but a dear friend of David Beshefkin, who wrote for years a column in Shmacha magazine of top fives, of top five list idiosyncrasies and ha'aras on the Jewish world. If you've read them, it is golden. It's very funny, and it is wonderful. And I found that, in particular, it was like Rav Froman and Rav Beshefkin, each in their own way, was a little bit of the Torah or a little bit of the book, I guess, depending on how you want to define it, that in many ways we really needed, of a little bit of humor in a year that was a little bit challenging. And I think to be able to experience that was something which was nice, to laugh a little bit at some of our idiosyncrasies as far as, you know, Kal Yisrael and the like, some sharp ha'aras about, you know, sheer titles and the like, those of us that were at the table on Shabbos. There's a lot of very, very beautiful things that were there. So what I would say is as follows. Shavuos is upon us. Shavuos is a celebration of the fact that we got Torah a long time ago. It's also a celebration of the fact that Torah is very, very much alive, that there's new chidushim and new perspectives. Some svarim, the Dir Shumish Nebrua, Mafteach, the Shurbach Mafteach, the Haven of Ravadia Svarim, also think of Yabi Omer, they open up for us the world of being able to find things. We live in a generation, there's so many svarim, so much out there to be able to find things is something which is really unbelievable. Sfarim in the world of halacha on topics like Rosh Chodesh or Piskei Corona, Sfarim of Chizuk, some of the biographies of David Trank of Gissinger were two of the ones that I happen to love. Sfarim that are a little bit, again, another halacha one, Rav Eli on Chosha Mishpat Lemaisa in English, in an easy to read kind of a sefer, which you can go through. Sfarim of a bit of humor, Rav Shafkin or Froman, you know, insights, humor in ways that are, again, put a smile on your face sometimes. Smile on your face sometimes. A lot of just and it's from that are very relevant to the particular generation. They're Rabbi Stark Sefer. A lot which is there, and we should be zocha when we're makabel Torah that we should relate to the Ribono Shel Olam, not as just the one that was nasan Torah, but that continues to be nosan Torah with tamim chadashim in a new world. Torah continues to be deeply relevant, deeply inspiring, and very, very much there for us at all stages. Have a wonderful rest of your night.